getting back, and you know, we call church on the way, and God is sending us out, and we just want to give Him all the glory, and that's what we're doing here today. We're not just wanting to tell you a story, we want to give God the glory, but also want to be responsible in what God has called us to do. So I'm going to report back on the Great Lakes, and I've got a slideshow to show you, and we're going to be talking to that. So maybe I'm just going to go first through the slideshow, and then we're going to talk to it. So we've been going into the Great Lakes region, and we flew into Kigali. Oh, let me just go back. Let me start again. Sorry. Uh-oh. Not bad. Let's pause it there. We've been going to the Great Lakes since 2007, May 2007. And the region we've been going to is Rwanda, Burundi, and the Eastern Congo. You've got the southern part is South Kivu, and the northern part is North Kivu. This area here, there's war there that is going on, and it's a political war against the government, and I don't know if you know about the political situation that's taking place there. President Kabila was meant to step down 18 months ago and hasn't. And the people are standing up and rising up against the political system there. But unfortunately, they're taking to arms and they're attacking the local people. And I'm going to be sharing on, we went to a refugee camp more on the eastern side of Burundi in an area called Ruigi. And there's 9,000 people in this refugee camp. But that's not the only refugee camp. There's refugee camps in Uganda, others in Burundi. And these are displaced people out of the DRC that can't go back to their homes, and I'll share a bit more intimately about that. So we went to Kigali, we ministered in the churches in Kigali on the Sunday, and then we left for Monday to an area called Kibuye, which is on Lake Kivu. It's a very beautiful part of Africa, and you'll see some of the pictures. But the Holy Spirit put on our hearts to gather the regional leaders. You know, we've been going into churches, but how do we encourage the church? We've got to encourage the leaders. We've never had any intention to go and plant churches there, but rather to encourage them to advance the kingdom there and them to plant churches. And they really have done that. But over the time, the influence God has actually increased. We started in Kigali. We went to Bujumbura in Burundi. We've been into South Kivu, into a place called Uvira, into North Kivu, into a place called Bukavu. And God has just added these wonderful men and women to work together with in that region. And God brought people from Tanzania, from a place called Bugamayo, where the slaves were enslaved by the Arabs. From Uganda, there's guys from Kampala came, and guys came from Nairobi. So God is just increasing our influence in that region. Incredible men of God, incredible, the sacrifices that they've made for the Lord. And I want to just share with that. So we went to Kibuye for 4 nights, 3 days, to share with these guys, and God moved mightily amongst them. And I'll share a bit about that. And then I drove and went with the guys from Burundi. We drove all the way back to Bujumbura. And then we went on the Saturday morning, and we moved towards this area called Ruigi, which is about 3 hours out of Bujumbura, where this refugee camp is. We were refused to go into the refugee camp because I'm a white man. They call us Muzungus. I think I call them Malungus here. Eh? Yeah, we call them Malungus. And as soon as a white person comes in, they get afraid. And we had to get special permission. So we were refused twice, and we drove through on the Saturday morning, and we actually met with the UN representative, and God just opened up his heart. And he just gave us all the permission and even showed us a guest house that we were going to stay in. And he was very gracious to us. And then we went to the camp and we ministered on the Saturday and the Sunday, and I'll share a bit more about that. And then we flew back to South Africa. So it was away for 10 days, and God moved mightily. So I just want to show you some of the photos and talk to the photos. It should move now. It's on a time delay. That's in the first church in Kigali, this guy named Meshack. We've been working with for many years. The churches are small, not very big, but they love the Lord. The Sunday afternoon, we got together with all the relating churches, and we had a time together we called a city celebration. We broke bread together. There we're breaking bread. Wonderful that we can share the Lord's table together and be one together in doing what God's called us to do. Wonderful people. Then we moved off to Kibui, and this is the view from our rooms over this lake, Lake Kivu. It's absolutely beautiful. You can't believe in the Central Africa where you think it's desolate, that God has got such a beautiful creation. And if you do travel, you know, in that part of the world, it's a place to go to. But we were there to meet with God's people. There we gathered together in a meeting room, and there's Manny preaching. And we were sharing, all had to be interpreted. Spoke generally Swahili to the people. We gathered with folk to pray for them from the Congo. That was the Congolese that we prayed, and we prayed into that nation. And there's some of the South African team, Paul Langton, Manny Pereira, and Hilton Rose. They were just gathering, just discussing some things in one of our rooms. There's Paul Langton preaching. This man on the left is Chidon from Lubumbashi. He interpreted, wonderful man of God. And then we took a day, afternoon, we went out for 2 hours and we climbed this Nelson Island, this little island, climbed to the top of it, and that's the view. And behind there was the island of Ijwe. This is Pauline from Goma, and difficult place to live in. These gentlemen are leading churches. I can't remember his name. I think it was Solomon. He was also from Goma, serving God in that context, not with not much. Another one of the guys in Goma. Coming there, we haven't met them before. They came to meet with us, but God's working in that place. And then on the lake, just God showed us the fishermen. They would wake us up in the morning and they'd be fishing, and they'd be singing their songs and putting their nets out, fishing for fish, the little in the gala. That was the meeting area at this Bethany guest house that was set up by the Presbyterian Church many years ago, and they facilitated it, and it's been a wonderful blessing. I'll talk more about that now. And then we were meeting with some of the guys and had sessions together, wonderful men of God. The place is called Bethany. It's 1,486 meters above sea level, very close to the equator, but very high region and not hot at all. This was the road going back from Kibui to Bukavu, Oscar Kiva, very, very scenic. On that road, they were putting down fiber optic cable. That's tea plantations in that area. Absolutely. Sorry, I'm in your way. And that's the city of Bukavu. This side is Rwanda. It is peaceful. That side is broken. On that side, that's all Bukavu. Beautiful. Going across the border into Burundi. Rwanda's up. Burundi's down. But yeah, they're collecting their harvest and drying out. That's Stanley on the right-hand side and his son Moses. This is his father I'd never met before. In his 80s, and serving the Lord, and loves his coffee every morning. That's downtown Bujumbura, from the balcony where we have breakfast, looking over the quiet city. Driving back out of Bujumbura through a town called Gitega, and you see them on their bicycles. That's a taxi over here. They are a taxi on the back. Safari in Njema is in Swahili, to have a good journey. We were on a journey going to this province of Rigi. We stopped in Ruigi. We had a coca, they call it, or Fanta Citron, which is a lime cool drink. And then we drove down this road. This was the sand road. It was 20 k's to the refugee camp. They wired out in the middle of nowhere. And here Stanley had planted a church. There are 21 churches in the area. And there we were gathering together to preach the gospel on the Saturday. And yeah, they gathered and they loved their singing. They organized, they had their sound system, and they were worshiping God. They loved to sing in choirs. And here some of the kids and the people. Some of the people were freshly displaced in that area. 300 families were coming into that refugee camp from the recent uprising of the rebels in South Kivu province. There were just some of the people that were gathering. There were 21 churches there in the area, yeah, on the refugee camp. Yeah, the locals singing, and I'll share a bit later about their song to the Lord. Wonderful heart for God. There's Stanley, and this gentleman has planted over 50 churches. God has used him. He's just got a heart. He says, I'm pregnant with churches. Not pregnant with him, but pregnant with him. And there's the children. What a blessing, the children. I can understand Jesus' day, the children, where they were chasing them. They just want to be around Mzungu and touching my hair. The goats and rural living, you can understand how Jesus actually lived. And there's the bread, how they carry the bread on the bicycle to keep it warm, and quite unique, you know, to see those views. And there are the children, and outside this you know, Stanley just had faith. You provide the cement and the roof, and they've made the bricks and they built it themselves to have a church building to worship the Lord. Now these children have been there, born in their schools in the refugee camp, but the future is something that we need to pray, and we will pray. I couldn't take photos, so I sneakily took one, and this is sort of the areas behind you where they actually meet. So these were some of the pastors getting together on the Sunday morning, the people coming together. Not everyone's believers there, but these were the people that were believing. That's a Akagera basket where they collect their monies in, just where they used to put their maize meal in, and it used to keep it safe from the rats and mold. These are the local pastors that were there, wonderful men of God, wanting just to see. They've invited us back. And then we moved back from the refugee camp back into Bujumbura, and I preached on the Monday lunchtime meeting. And this is a wonderful man of God, Moses. I'll tell you a bit more about him now. It's Stanley's son. And then that Stanley, I caught him in a moment. He was smiling at us. And then hopefully there's a video that's going to work now. Let's see if it actually comes on. Turn up the sound, please. And them singing. Those are our brothers and sisters. They have nothing. They are displaced. They don't have a home. They don't even sense have a future. The UN has been gracious and provided them with a place to stay and given them food, which they get maize ration and they get a beans ration. They get a bit of cooking oil. They have freedom of movement to move around, but they've got to come back to the refugee camp. And while they were ministering in choir, I'll be honest with you, at times I've looked at what the way they did choirs and I got a bit uptight because they would spend 3 hours doing their choirs. But this time it was very different. When the Congolese got up, and it wasn't in Swahili or Kirundi, it was in their native language, I think Bemba. And they didn't understand how to interpret it, but they started to just get some understanding. And these people were singing to the Lord. And they were crying out to him, Lord, we've been taken from our home. We've come to this place and we are thankful we are alive, but take us home. Take us home. And they were crying out to him in song, and they were moving, and they were rejoicing in him with no hope, but they were calling out to our Lord. And I was just so moved, is that we are so blessed. Yes, we have our challenges, but my goodness, they've got challenges. They are poor, but look how they dance before the Lord. You know, we have so much, and when VAT goes up, we complain. And yes, I'm not saying it's not wrong to say those things, but their heart is that they're going to rejoice in the Lord. And you know, there were fresh people there that just come out of the Congo, and they don't come directly to the refugee camp, but they are found on the road. And then they get them to register as refugees, and they get them admitted to that camp. But there they were with nothing, and they were rejoicing in the Lord. And I think we can learn something from them. These people, as much as we went to go and encourage them, I was encouraged because I saw there's something of who Jesus is. He loves the poor. God loves the poor. And that's why we go. These people actually can't give us anything. But they can give us God, and they can give us the incredible blessing of who He is. And you know, I just want to say, I went representing you into that context. I've been into a refugee camp before, many, many years ago. But this one was just the plan of God. You know, Stanley said to me, Mark, this was the plan of God. That when we went to that region, it's good to go to the churches, and we went to the churches there. But it's just something of our inheritance of what we've been able to depart the Word of God. I didn't have money to give to them. But we gave the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit ministered to them in an incredible way. We dealt with issues of fear and the peace of God. And you never know whether they're responding because of the language. And you're working through an interpreter. But the devil's always present at these meetings. You know, on the Sunday morning I'm preaching, and everyone's starting to go to sleep. And it wasn't so hot. And the Spirit of God just rose up in me, and I just took authority over the evil one. And it was like, all of a sudden, the eyes woke up. It was like the enemy knew that the word was coming, and then I just had to take authority, and then they could hear what God is actually doing in their midst. So I don't know what the outcome of it is. I know the outcome that we've gone into that context. And they invited us back, and I'm trusting that God, at His right time, that the Lord willing, that we'll go back into that context. You know, they said, we want this. You know, we want to hear about God. They want to be encouraged. And they said, come back and come and spend a week with us, because all the churches want to stand together and want to grow in the Lord and want to do things for the Lord. So I'm just trusting at the right time that maybe some of you will come with me into that context. We're not staying in the refugee camp. We're staying outside of a little guest house. And yes, you know, they've got nothing. But they said, no, you must eat with us. And that's been one of the secrets that we've actually had going into that context, is that sometimes we are so scared and we think we're going to get food poisoning, and we eat their food and it's below us. But you know, when you humble yourself and you just trust God, and you know, we didn't have fancy food. They gave us beans, and they gave us rice, and they gave us goat. And I'm telling you, for them to supply goat is like leg of lamb for us. We can hardly afford lamb anymore, and they were giving us goat. And you know, they give you the prize position. There you go to sit, and you eat this food. Just the generosity. And also, you know, for me, also impacted these people. They want to know God, and they want to know you. They're so friendly. And the children afterwards, when we were talking and walking around with them, I was a bit concerned, and I'll be honest with you, is that I cannot shake every kid's hand because I don't know where the hands have been. So eventually I clenched my hand and I said, let's go fists. And I was every child coming and they were pulling my hair and all those things because I'm a Zungu. But this one little girl came up to me and we hit hands and she went, I don't know where that photo is. I looked for it. I couldn't. I took a photo of her. But every time she came, and they are people. These are people that God loves. And we are privileged, and you know, I just say thank you for letting me go into those contexts to touch them. God wants us. That's why the Great Commission is so important for us. We're not just traveling for these things. We're traveling because we're on a mission to love God's people and to impart. We don't go with pride. We go, Lord, we just, here we are, use us. And my goodness, how the Holy Spirit uses us. You know, we've had many of you go into those contexts. You know, last time we went with Vincent and Brad. And they saw something of God. I know Vincent's been many times before, but Brad saw something of God when you stand up and you start to share the gospel. You are transformed, the liberty that actually God brings into those contexts. And I want to say thank you that we have an opportunity to share our finances. I just sense that I needed to share with you and be accountable with the finances when we're working into these contexts. Your money that you give as a tithe to the Lord, we as a church believe we need to tithe also. So we tithe into the apostolic, which is going and to advance the kingdom of God. And we take that money and we spend it for getting into our local community, into our nation and the nations of the earth. We spend that money to impart. And we go there because we realize that they are poor people. They can't provide for themselves. So we even get them to a place that they trust God. So if they come to our times together, they got to trust for their transport and their accommodation, but we provide for the meals. Now this time when we went to Kibui, to Bethany Guest House, there were 45 of us. 41 of them were for the people from the region. And we needed to provide for them. And we provided for 4 nights, 3 days, all meals accounted for. We just, in the Holy Spirit. The different churches that contributed was us as a church, it was the Crossing, it was Cosmos City Church, a church in the South Coast, and there was the Crossing Borders Manny's Fund. That time there, and don't be astounded, cost $7,600. But you do not know that investment into men's lives, how it has impacted them. Can I just say, they never go on holiday. They don't know what holiday is. They don't even know a day of rest. That's in their culture. They just work, 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 work. And especially the pastor, he's called on to do everything. And yes, we're trying to help him with those things. But we are making investments in God's kingdom for these men. They cannot pay us back. But God will pay us back because we're sowing into that. And I wanted to say thank you when we stand up here and we call for your tithes and your offerings. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving to the Lord. We couldn't do it if it wasn't for your generosity. I don't want your money, but God does. So we can do the work of His kingdom. It's a privilege to work together with you and to be sent by you into these contexts. I just wanted to share with you in this time the God incidences, in the chit chats, in the plane, in the meal times, the talking and sharing about the things of God. I cannot explain to you all that happens on that. You've got to come. You know, trust God to get there. And it's going to cost you. These things cost money. And don't just be introspective about your little world. And I'm not saying everyone must go, and you go with prayer, but come and join us sometime. May, in one time that you get, you know, can I say the Muslims, they get to Mecca once in their life. How many of you ever been on an outreach? May it just be once in your life. And you know, these opportunities come in. We're going to Zambia in June with Craig and Thora. That's not so expensive. Take a week's leave and go with them and be changed forever and go and see what God's doing through those times. You know, working with God, the Holy Spirit, is an incredible privilege. When you see, when you were about the king's business and we go there and say, Lord, here I am. You know, we've never gone to say that we know it all, and we've just allowed the Holy Spirit to do these things. We've never gone with a theme and this is what we're going to teach them. Everyone we work with has got to be led by the Spirit of God. And it's not instantly. If it's a revelation to you, it's a revelation to all of us. And God just works like that. You know, the thread that he molds together, it's an incredible privilege to see the Spirit of God. And I've just seen how he has built the churches. I think I shared on the Wednesday night here, we were in Rwanda meeting with the local leaders there. There's a guy named Paul Gatwaza. He leads one of the biggest churches in Rwanda. He's relocated to America. But his father passed away, and we went to the funeral on a Saturday, whole day funeral. So we went to the gravesite and we just gave our condolences. And he turned to us and he said, "Guys, thank you for coming to our region. You have impacted our region like you cannot believe." We felt like we've done nothing. But honestly, since we've been in that region, God's hand of just going, you know, they say, one who's righteous impacts the whole nation. And it's just by us going, we do not understand by us going what God actually does. Yeah, just also at the Kibuye time, meeting with these people, talking, them sharing their stories, praying for them. And just, you know, we don't know it all. And that's why in the diversity, when we go in that, they don't always understand what God has revealed to us. And we are in a privileged position of understanding how to build New Testament church. A lot of the times they know that they called, but understanding how the church should be built and flourish and go forward to multiply, it's God sent us there to go and do that. I remember we were sitting in Uvira in South Kivu, one of the first times there we met in a mud church, and it was boiling. Yeah, you cannot believe the heat that was going on there. But and God was working in that. And there was this elderly man named Peter. And I remember Peter, he told me a bit of the history since 1960 after independence from the Belgians. A lot of the white people left and a lot of the missionaries left. And in that area, the Swedish mission used to work predominantly. And when we went in early 2008, he said to me, he said, "Mark, you know, you're the first white people that have actually come back into our region in 25 years. And he says, "Now we know God loves us because you've come back into that context." So I'm telling you now, it doesn't matter because of the color of our skin, that's not the issue, is that God sent people to go and do that. So be obedient to the Spirit of God and allow him to guide you and direct you. I just want to encourage you, ask the Holy Spirit and he will guide you. I just know, put your hand up for him. I shared again on the Wednesday night, there was a lady named, Annette Thomas at the Benoni Church. And Annette just said, "Lord, I want to go to the nations and I want to be a blessing. I don't want to preach, but I want to just go and be there and pray and just carry bags and just be a blessing." And I tell you, Annette didn't have money. She just got by. And the Lord provided through, I don't know how these things happened, and people get a gift and the UIF paid out and this paid out, and all of a sudden she had money to go on these trips. And I want to just say to you, you might not have money in your bank, but God does. And if you say, "Lord, I'd like to go," you just trust him. And you get up and you go and do this thing. It is change you forever and ever. You will see the gospel in a reality. Because you know what? We can get into here in what we do, and this is good. And what we are doing here, we're worshiping the Lord, we're gathering together, we've been encouraged, we've seen Jesus and he's ministering to us. But you know what? You can get into the mold of Sunday Christianity. And this is good what God is doing here, but you've got to experience the Great Commission in the going. And that's a big step. And I'm encouraging you, some of you maybe think, "I cannot do it." I'm encouraging you, get out and allow God. And there's opportunity in the life of this church. Bez Valley. We are going to grow there.